chance. Wartell makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Welcome to a Bergkamp Wonderland and Arsenal podcast. We're here to discuss the very enthralling 2-2 draw with Bayern Munich at the Emirates tonight, where not one single Bayern Munich fan was inside. It was just a drum of noise. Halfway through, there was a little gap, but we'll talk about that. Danny, yes. I'm joined by the man himself. Danny, how are you?
Well, dodgy belly as usual, and my YouTube's been a knob. It's not showing me the chat. So well done, YouTube. Well done. Just not loading. Much like the Arsenal defence tonight, it's got one job and it's refusing to do it. How
yes.
are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. We were saying just before we clicked go live, we were saying that it was reminiscent of old Arsenal vibes, and you said it was like watching the Wenger era yeah. coming back. We were very good going forward, but defensively we had many more questions to be asked. But I'm sure we'll get into that, as well as the lineup and everything in between, and the return of Harry Kane and Serge Gnabry getting involved as well. It was like it was written in the stars. Incredible times. But we'll quickly go through some comments. We'll say good evening to people that have decided to join us after this very interesting game, where the referee managed to make it about himself, being a 35-year-old. I have no idea, but you know, it is what it is. We'll just go through some questions. Otherwise, I'll start ranting about how poor the referee was. And in all the numbers.
The predictions.
Oh, yes.
But not yet. When you're ready.
I'll say hello to some people first, and then we'll do predictions and everything in between. And at all the numbers, the Swedish referee was completely out of his depth. Pathetic. Why no VAR check? I found it interesting that we'll talk about it obviously in greater detail, but I found it interesting that there was no VAR check on quite a few decisions quite a few decisions just kind of going, okay, yeah, we're not even really going to look at that, including the Harry Kane situation on Gabriel. And in all the numbers, how is it within the rules for the referee to blow the whistle at full time to prevent a VAR check? Exactly. Sai, good evening. Our passing was as good as the refereeing today. Yes, our passing was, not good. It was really bad. It was really, really, really bad. And in all the numbers, naive defending first half. I think the occasion went to Saliba's head. I think it went to a lot of people's head. It was like watching a team that was doing so well, and then the person who's giving them trauma stepped into the room, and then they went, and just all sort of all 11 of them just shat themselves on the pitch simultaneously. Super Cali just wrote, stopped in for a couple of likes, but I have to tune in later. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh,
I really appreciate it. Patrick Carlson, evening. We will win in Munich. We will. I'm still confident of this.
Yeah,
and in all the numbers, also
they're nothing special.
No, they're not. We made a couple of mistakes. They capitalized on those mistakes, but I think the event got to us. You've got to bear in mind, you know, I wrote here, actually, I might as well mention it now. We're a very young and talented team, but the experience, of course, is something that we lack. I know there's a few players that have got certain levels of experience, but as a unit, we're very much lacking in that department. And of course, you've got to subsidize. Thank you. Couldn't say the words.
Welcome to Countdown, everybody. I will sell you a consonant for a fiver. That was Partey's Champions League debut for Arsenal.
This is my point. We've got to have this trade-off where the young and the talented comes in for that sort of that experience. And we're obviously lacking that as a unit. Yep. And I think that showed tonight with the lack of experience that we clearly don't have. So I'm not going to get too much into it. That is something to discuss in the coming weeks. Was it next week anyway? Not even the coming
week. It's next week.
So it's this week. We'll discuss the games
that will make you or break you as a player. And
they're just like,
see.
Just play them all now. Play them all now.
Just keep on playing.
Don't worry about it.
once they made their subs, the game was back on.
Yes, and in all the numbers. Also, how is the referee only has only officiated 6 Champions League games allowed to qualify and referee a quarter final? Yeah, he's a young referee. He's only 35, which is crazy.
I've got socks older than that.
Yeah, and he definitely buckled in a lot of occasions. But I found it more baffling the fact that the VAR didn't get involved in a lot more decision making. But there we go. Renry, good evening. So shocking, VAR is not restricted to the Premier League. Then unbelievable. Danny? Does it answer questions in regards to how you feel about VAR a little bit more? Then does it kind of?
He didn't use it. Normally, if that was a Premier League game, that game would have been stopped multiple times for VAR checks, and he just went, "No, it's all right, don't worry." And then, like someone said, blew the whistle at the end of the game when that definitely would have been a VAR check in the Premier League. We'd still be sitting there now waiting for the VAR check to come through,
regardless of how confident they felt. I still feel like they need to. That's the whole point of it, right? They still need to be looking at these things. I found that baffling, as did Ray Anderson here. The referee was out of his depth. Kane elbowing Gabriel's throat is just a yellow. After he looked to him and then elbowed him, correct.
Well, I also think we got away with some stuff tonight as well. Saka got away a couple of times.
Sure,
Martinelli.
But the look that Kane gave to Gabriel first before he went in for the challenge is the thing that we're all.
I can smell what he was cooking.
This we all did. Patrick Carlson, not the best ref from Sweden. I think that's the politest way of wording that.
Do you know him?
Oh, okay. Well, Patrick. Sort it out, mate. Give him a call. Give him a buzz on the old telephone and have a little rant and a rave about it.
Naid
here. Oi, oi, cheeky monkeys. Good evening. Stefan Selby. Hi, gentlemen and legends in chat. Appreciate it. Formerly Noza. Quite frankly, that was a bit shit. I don't think we can sum it up any better than that. Phil Macker. No. Evening, ladies. Bloody Raya. Kane's a cunut. Not entirely sure. It was a pen still in the game. Yeah, we're still in the game, guys. We're still in the game. Sigh with the obligatory Arteta out. BX Gunner, good evening. How are we doing, Danny?
Okay.
Englishman in Canada, evening all. Ray Anderson, hello. Even though Raya was a Gabriel's eye line, he should have kicked the ball out for a throw. Yeah, both of them had a bit of a brain fart, I think. Tom Andrew Oyo, formerly Noza, if we can't beat the shitty Bayern, then there's no hope of us winning this. Still a second leg to go. Tubal full?
Tubal full.
Danny, can you tell my cat to shut up? Danny?
I'll tell you what, I have got a little freak your cat out. I've got a neighbour whose dog will not shut up. A high frequency dog thing. I turned it on in the house. All my cats shit their pants and ran away. So
that's so evil.
I'm going to play this for half an hour.
Oh my God, that's so evil. That is unbelievably evil.
Well, they're Latvian, aren't they? They're dog does dog is their response to anything.
Right.
I don't
want
to have to send Big Rob to go around here and smash them all up. So it's the politically correct way to deal with a situation.
That's it.
But it only makes noise when it hears barking. Must point that out.
Right. Understood. LF on Twitter. Thank you for being on Twitter. Appreciate it. It's not a penalty. Yes, I don't know why Gunners are calling for it. It's not. If we're talking about the Saka one, it's not a penalty. No. Tom Andrew. However, we still need to be looking at these VAR. You can't just go, nah, you're all right. Chris live tweeting, but not joining the pod. What a shame from Tom Andrew. And then all the numbers. Raya goes walkabout. Don't know what was going through his head. Saliba was better second half, but some strange decisions. Richard Wayman.
For a lot of these players, Deke, this is their very first top level Champions League game.
Exactly my point. Guys, experience as a unit is something that we are lacking. We are only really just getting into this project. Listen, Klopp is leaving Liverpool, okay? So there's going to be a massive change up there. There's rumours of Saudi possibly coming in for Salah. There's going to be a massive change around at Liverpool. United, they've got another change around inevitably coming. Chelsea are still in an absolute mess. Pep's not going to be at City for the next 5-6 years. We're just at the very beginning of our project and we are well ahead of schedule. We didn't think we'd be as good as we were last season. We are superiorly better this season. The world is our oyster. Let's try and, take things as they are. We are a very inexperienced team together as a unit, but we're extremely young, full of talent, full of balls, and we're going to give it some for the next few years. But we need to take these moments where the things don't go our way, especially at home, and take that, learn from it, and move forward. We've got a second leg next week. Let's try and keep positive, see what happens. We've also got Villa on the weekend. We've got lots of football to play. Let's try and keep our head on an even keel, because we've got lots of experience to gain, Danny, haven't we? Lots of experience.
And our players are on the upward swoop. That's
exactly.
Many of those Bayern ones are on the downward one.
Exactly. Exactly that.
And they were lucky.
Yes. Well, the thing is, well, we made a couple of mistakes. They managed to capitalise on it. Fair play to them. But overall, apart from that, there was only the real effort from... Koeman? Yeah, it was from Koeman, where he hit the post in the last sort of 5 minutes or whatever. He hit the post and came off the woodwork, went through the keeper's leg. That was really their only real moment of, were like, oh God, what happened here? The two efforts that they scored were from errors from us. So we've got these things are going to happen. They're going to creep into our game every now and again. We just need to keep our heads straight when these moments happen and keep our heads up and keep moving forward. This is just part of the learning experience, Danny. Life is full of learning experiences, isn't it? Isn't it? Christ almighty. Richard Wayman, too much chaos, didn't get control. Once again, that's the experience talking rareness in there. Two shots, two on target. Exactly. That's my point again. But Danny, would you like to go through the... Oh, that one jumped all the way. Oh my God. Where are all these comments? Oh my God. Is everyone talking right now?
I'm talking.
Stop talking.
I'm talking on the Twitter feed on my own.
Unbelievable.
You just stopped Tommy and Suvo.
Everyone's typing so bloody much. Danny, do you want to put up the predictions? Let's do the predictions, shall we?
Okie dokie. Right. Present, share screen. It's only 28 seconds, people. Don't think it's going to take forever. Listeners' things. There we go. And play. Here are the predictions for Arsenal v Bayern Munich in the Champions League on Tuesday night. Si says 5-1 to Bayern Munich.
Bad boy.
Mark says 5-1 the Arsenal. Ooh. Avon, 3-0 the Arsenal. Phil Macker, 3-0 the Arsenal. Pete Coulson, 3-1 the Arsenal. Pete Little, 3-1 the Arsenal. Tom Andrew, 3-1 the Arsenal. Tony, 2-1 the Arsenal. And there's one more there. Colin Addy says 4-0 the Arsenal. Stan, what are you going for?
I'm going to go for 3-1 the Arsenal.
Wonderful. And I am going to go 2-0 the Arsenal. We're all deluded.
No, we're not deluded. We're very much living in a world of we're playing great football right now. Let's see this translate into a Champions League quarterfinal.
Yeah. But 5-1, 5-0. I think there was a lot of revenge talk there. There was a lot of smack. People have been watching WrestleMania and getting a little bit carried away with their emotions.
I'm not going to knock people for being confident for the game. I was having a pop at people the last post-match game that we did against Brighton, where we were conceding goals in these predictions. So I'm not going to be negative to people that predicted a potential win for the Arsenal. So I'm not going to get annoyed. It was nice to see everybody was so confident. So let's hope that we can keep that for Aston Villa in the next Bayern game, Danny. So
yes, they will be. Looking at the way that game today, the way it started, us way ahead, and the way it ended, us on top. Bayern are going to be looking at it on the return leg. I mean, they made a massive tactical error by taking off Sane and off Gnabry. And then the players who come on weren't as good. And they're going to look at the return leg of that and go, no away goals. Away goals mean nothing now. So we've got nothing to just go out there. The nervous part in front of our own fans is out of the way. Now it's all down to them to win the game, not down to us. They're at home. There's the pressure. We'll just go, la li la li la, 1-0, game over. Thank you very much.
To be fair, it does work in our favour, doesn't it, that way, Danny, when you look at it like that.
And it's not just us. Man City and Real Madrid, 3-3.
Oh, did it finish 3-3? I thought it was 3-2.
Unbelievable. Four world-class goals there. The pressure when you get to this level is like being in that little saucepan that went down to the Titanic and popped. It's a lot.
I agree. Formerly Noza here, Jorginho and Havertz have played and won Champions League. Where is their influence? I agree. But when I said experience, I didn't mean experience as individuals. I meant experience. I did say experience as a unit. And I think that's definitely something that you need to build over time. There's nothing you can't take a pill. You can't sit in a classroom and learn it. You just need to do it. The only way to do something, Danny, is to do it. And that's what we need to do over the next few years. We need to build this cohesion, this unit experience, and proceed in that manner. There's no way we can just learn and go, oh, we're really good at playing football. You need to build, it's like Football Manager. You need time to build the cohesion. And we need to get that. We need to get that that experience. We're obviously proving it in the Premier League, but playing in the Champions League against teams that we don't play up against very often. Do you know what I mean? This is the first time Gnabry's been back for 8 years since he left Arsenal. You know, we don't play these teams very often. Yeah, okay, you can learn and you can study and you can watch POVs of post games that they've played this season, and they haven't played great football. You know, even though they've scored a heck of an amount of goals, they signed Eric Dyer and got confused as to why they're leaking so many. It is, I guess. But, you know, it's a whole new ball game. You know, the situations like this, every cup final is different. It doesn't matter who's playing. Cup final is always very different. And these games in these Champions League, these quarterfinals, semifinals, potentially, who knows? These are all finals in their own kind of right, aren't they, Danny, when it comes to this sort of situation? You never know what's going to happen. And we all predicted that we were going to win tonight. Bayern didn't look like the good side that they potentially were over the last decade. But they capitalized on a couple of mistakes and have punished us because of it. However, because we've got that gusto, that just tenacity to really, you know, stick our heels in and drive forward, we managed to get ourselves back into the game.
Yeah.
And now we can go back to Munich in next week and really give them a game without any of the pressure, which Danny is completely correct in saying. So we've just got to keep our heads going, guys. We've just got to keep our heads going. Lineups, Danny. What did you think of the lineups?
I was moaning. I had a rant ready for when he started Jesus and started Partey, because they're not the three players that have got this team to where they are, back to the top of the league, because you don't have two first places in the Premier League, Liverpool fans. There's one place that is top, and that is us. And I was ready to go, he's let us down. And when what I saw from Partey wasn't great. What I saw from Zinchenko wasn't great, but what I saw from Jesus was brilliant. So, Femster's there.
Femster's trying here. He was, yeah. He wrote earlier on saying he was walking back from the game. It says, proper game that. We shot ourselves too many times, but we are playing quality now. And Kane caused us too many problems. He also wrote here, by the way, lots of fighting at the end of the game. Bayern fans getting battered in the clock end for the whole of injury time. Interesting. Well, yeah, you got to get the little wins when you can get them, I guess. We don't condone violence here on the ABW, but I'm just saying, you know.
As long as Femi didn't get a slap in the chops, because he's the best-looking member of ABW.
There we go.
He's got to protect the face.
That's it. That's it. He's the face of this. So, apart from that, you know, it was interesting to see Kivior obviously back in the side. We saw, as the game progressed, the rust beginning to show. We spoke about it, haven't we, already before, the fact that he didn't play in the last two games against Luton or against Brighton. That's obviously come back and bit Arteta in the arse by giving all of the game time to Zinchenko, not even giving a substitute appearance for Kivior to kind of get him that match sharpness. Yeah, okay, he's probably potentially match fit, but match sharpness and match fitness are two very different things. And we definitely did see a decline in what Kivior would normally show in that defensive agility. But we definitely saw some gaps in that today. But apart from that, full strength side, Danny. It was nice to see, wasn't it? It was nice to see. It was like the same lineup that we saw against Manchester City, and we saw how well we performed in that particular game. But yeah.
I was happy with it. I was happy that he stuck with those players, because that's what we needed to do. And hopefully, maybe, I don't know, Havertz was so quiet. Maybe Zinny could be brought back to start. I mean, Jesus start the return leg, because Havertz really struggled.
Yeah. Havertz didn't have a great game. I thought Martinelli had a poor game. I don't think there was many. Here's a question then, Danny. Let's just get right out of now. Yeah. Who was your man of the match? I just want to ask, who did you put as man of the match? Because I don't know.
Just having a look at the players. I'm going to have to go Ødegaard. He fish-hooked.
Yeah, okay.
Every loose ball, he was tracking down balls. I mean, him or Ben White. Ben White's the first quarter of the game's performance was magical. And Saka was playing right back. And White was playing right wing for quite a lot of the first quarter of the game. And I think that threw them because they didn't know what to do. And that's what kind of led to our first goal. But I'm going to give it to Ødegaard, as usual. Never stop running, tracking back, getting involved in everything. And I think Saka tried a little bit too hard at times, which was... But
well,
it's all new to him. Of course he's going to try.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, not. Saka's performances over the past few months even have been indifferent. And he's still... The thing is, he's still scoring and getting assists. So he's still got that star at a quality where he can... influence a game even just in just a brief moment, but his overall performances have been, you know, lacking. Danny, what did you think? What do you think about that? Saka's overall performances. I know that he's still contributing with goals and assists here and there, but his overall performances, I'm talking about his 90 minutes, his overall performances over the last few weeks have not been up to par to what we normally see with Bukayo Saka. Am I wrong or right in the saying that?
Well, he's not been bad. I mean, he managed to score tonight and he's got, what's it, 4 goals and 4 assists in the Champions League this season. But the thing is, he's the target man for every single player on that pitch.
Sure.
And he's a young man. He's only 21, 22, something like that. Still all new to him. And he's been playing all season. And we know he's had a knock. It's just everything is against him. And he's still pulling results out of the bag. But he can't be expected. You can't have a young man be the one that is going to carry the entire team. That should be the likes of Ødegaard and Rice, the seasoned pros. But even for them, Champions League at this level, quarterfinal, is new to nearly everybody in that team apart from the Man City rejects.
And the Chelsea ones. Well, not the Chelsea rejects.
Oh, yeah, but there's a couple of them, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. A couple of those lads.
Them swines.
That's all right. That's all right. That's no problem, Danny. So let's do some minutes, shall we?
Good.
Let's do some minutes. Quick thing before we do that, though. No away fans, as I mentioned briefly. There was no away fans tonight at the Emirates. No Bayern Munich fans. I can't for the life of me figure out why. I never looked into it.
Someone in chat will know.
Not that bothered, but somebody will inform us of such information. But it was
No away fans?
Yeah, it was an interesting atmosphere. I knew that it was going to happen. But I never looked into it. I never really paid much interest in it. Why would I care? But it was an interesting situation. Did you think that may have played in the part? Because, you know, you get a lot of players who like the Arsenal fans behind them. But there are players who I think like to play the pantomime villain and actually boost off the fans, the rival fans getting frustrated, Danny. You think I've got anything there? You know, Ben White's a bit of a shithousery player.
Declan loves a bit of it.
Declan likes a bit of it. There's a few
Ramsdale
of these lads.
Loved it.
This is, well, of course. But, you know, a lot of these lads like to get involved and rile up the rival fans, and it gives them something. It gives them the passion as well.
And they didn't have that part of their game there.
They didn't have that today. So I don't know if that might be, there might be something in that, in the psychology aspect of the game. It was a bit like a backwards, like, lockdown game.
Well, we'll find out in the return leg. If they do need that element of the game to get them going, because
very true, we definitely see that.
If you thrive on confrontation between you and the fans to get yourself going, to get them up, to show them, then I mean, as we saw at the beginning of the game, every time Kane and old Mongface touched the ball, they were booed. That didn't last long enough for me.
No, I agree.
I think the fans didn't do their job tonight as much as I would have hoped, especially when we started to go a goal down.
I've said it for years, Danny. I'm fed up with people that go to the Emirates.
Down by a goal.
I get fed up with people that go to the Emirates. You know, we've said it numerous times in post games where the game potentially hasn't gone the way we wanted it to go. But when you're in that particular situation, you've really just got to give it. What's the point of travelling all the way there, shouting your ass off, and then, you know, traveling all the way home to do it again the following week? Give it some. People would die, kill people to get into a position like they do. The privilege that you get for being at the Emirates, to be able to be there at games like this, is extreme. People would do anything, Danny, for a position like that, right? There are some people that would do anything. True. And, you know, I just think that people take it for granted. When you do it for years and years, you take it for granted. And I see it, and I've been to the Emirates numerous times over the years. I haven't been in a long time. I think before lockdown was the last time I went. But if I'm going to be completely honest with you, Danny, I don't miss it, because obviously it's changed over the last couple of years, but back then I'm just, you go there and you chant and you get people looking around and giving you jip and stuff. It was like a really weird corporate-y atmosphere. I didn't like it. It is nice to see that things have changed recently, but there's still moments where it creeps back into that old way. And it's a bit frustrating. It's like you really need to understand how privileged you are to be in that position, to be able to celebrate and cheer the team on that people make their entire existence around. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
Yeah, I agree with you. Plus, when you move from Highbury to the Emirates, there's another 20,000 fans there who may be new to football, and it kind of dilutes the noisy fans. And plus, the local fans have been priced out like they have for every club all over the top leagues in the UK. Graham says it's a fireworks ban. Ray says flares in their last match against Lazio. I mean, everyone likes fashion, but to ban someone because they're wearing flares, that's not right, is it? Yeah, that's sad times. My first note was no way, fans, and then it was third minute. Saka converting to a right back like I've never seen before because he was tracking all the way.
We saw a lot of tracking back from Havertz, Martinelli, loads, and Saka as well. Though obviously we were asked to do that by Arteta because the attacking threat that Sané showed this evening. Danny, you were right. The fact that he was substituted was hilarious. Mm. He was their main man. Leroy Sané was playing on fire tonight. He was catching us on the break. He was holding the line. A very dangerous outlet that Bayern have got in their arsenal to be able to, to really punish us. Luckily, we were able to get away with it to a certain degree in some instances, but he caused us massive problems, Danny. The only highlight I've got here, 7 minutes, Martinelli shot from nowhere. So it was nice to see that we were trying to sort of get ourselves back into the game because it was a little bit wobbly to begin with. Bayern Munich had a lot of the ball in the first opening few minutes, so it was interesting to see.
And he stuck his arms up in the air to rally the fans after 6 or 7 minutes. But that's
my point, Danny. Mm. You shouldn't need to be asking for that. It's the first quarterfinal we've been in over 14 years.
Mm.
I just enjoy getting involved. What's the point? I don't get it. 9 minutes. Alphonso Davies getting a yellow card. He's out for the second leg, guys. So bear in mind, we are 2-2. We're going back to the to Munich next week. Alphonso Davies is out of that leg. They're going to have to play with a different left back.
Yeah, Ray and a few others are saying in the chat we didn't make the most of Davies being on that yellow card, which is a little bit annoying. Peter says, Peter Tomlin on YouTube, evening chaps, I was at the game tonight and there were some Munich fans in the crowd who started punching people at the end. Absolute madness.
I'm not shocked by this.
Russ Morgan wants to know why was Ric Flair banned.
Now, Iron Claw, guys. Iron Claw.
Oh, there you go.
Great film. Great film. Iron Claw.
Very
great
good film. Yeah,
maybe very, very, very good film.
In the inside, not an outside.
It's a bit depressing. It's a little.
I had to make a little list of who died and when to try and keep track of it, and they missed out one of the people.
Yeah, they did.
Honestly. Yeah, and I tweeted Rich from our show from ABW. I tweeted it to him and said, "Yeah, this might help you keep a track of who died and when and how."
It's crazy, isn't it?
EastEnders at Christmas.
Everyone's just dying. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it. If you want to see that, it's a great film. Go and watch it. Zac Efron is incredible in it.
He is a good-looking bloke and a very good actor. Read that bit from Peter.
Disagree as a local fan who lives nearby and goes to nearly all the games. The atmosphere has been electric this season and last season. I concur with your sentiment.
That's what Femi says. It's the best it's been ever.
Oh, 100%. You see that as well. Mm. But there are moments where you're found wanting and you're a bit like, if I was there, I wouldn't shut up for 45 minutes. I'd be talking and rambling on the concourse in 15 minutes. And then ranting and raving for another 45. I just think there's moments where, you know, Arteta had to ask, Erdogan had to ask. There was a few moments where they were asking for the boys in the crowd to really get involved. And I know everyone can't sing for 100 million years, but, you know, I just think there are moments where, and there's pockets of people where they just don't want to get involved as much as I would personally get involved, Danny. Do you know what I mean? I know, and obviously the atmosphere is incredible, but I'm just saying there's moments where we can still give it some welly. I don't know.
What's Ray saying? Ray's poker kicking you in the shins here.
Deeks, you said that you don't like when Zinni tries to rile up the fans. When did I say...
I don't remember that.
When did I say that I don't like it when Zinni tries to rile up fans? The only thing I don't like from the fans is when they go, shoot, shoot. That's the only one that I'm not a fan of, where they just go, oh, someone outside the box, 40 yards. Show the ball! Show the ball!
Apurv has just popped in to say hello. Did you see the preview show, Apurv? You got the shout out for what time it was, which was nice. Stefan says he'll take 2-2.
Yep, I'll take it as well. So 12 minutes, Danny. We've got ourselves a goal.
White with the assist as well.
Lovely stuff. Saka with his trademark left. Ben White with the perfect layoff pass. Saka used the power of the ball that Ben White added to it and just ran with the ball and put it round the keeper. It was the trademark finish from Bukayo Saka, an effort he should have scored against Brighton, was it? Against Brighton, maybe. There was a moment where it was a very similar situation. He's got that Iron Robin ability about him. But yeah, a trademark finish from Bukayo Saka. Really nice to score within the first 12 minutes, really get ourselves into the game. But it felt a little bit weird after we scored that because it wasn't one of the situations where we were like, right, we're gonna now build upon this and push forward. It was like we reverted again, Danny. It wasn't even the two goals that we conceded. It's like we reverted back to old Arsenal ways by resting on our laurels in that situation, Danny. I don't know how you felt about that after we scored.
I think somebody in the chat, if you are the person who put it, I can't go and find it. I think you put something like at 1-0 down, we were playing like we were 4-0 up. I mean, 1-0 up, we were playing like we were 4-0 up. Who in the chat put that? Put your hand up and type it again. Yeah. Ravinda says 2-2 is fine by me.
Exactly.
But Mr. Boblex, have they said why Kane's card wasn't red carded? Well,
because he's England captain.
And as Hente said, he's only the second ever England captain to go his entire career without winning a major trophy.
Good stuff. It's good to see. 18 minutes, ex-Arsenal. Gnabry scores. Poor from Raya and Gabriel and Kivior. There was a moment, obviously, I know that Raya pushed up. Gabriel didn't see the run, didn't play the ball out, tried to play the ball to Kivior. Kivior had his match sharpness off kilter. I already said this, and it was a complete bamboozlement and a ball was played beautifully through. And I couldn't believe it.
Very annoying. Raya is... If you're not watching this, I've got a picture up on the screen. He's about halfway up inside our area. He's running forward. He's not standing there. He's ran to that position. Meanwhile, Saliba is running back in the opposite position, almost like they're playing cricket. And they've just hit it for what they thought was going to be a six. And turns out it's hit the floor and someone's about to throw it back. There's a cricket term for you cricket lovers. I don't know anything about cricket. And then you can see Gabriel's got the ball there. But as Raya is still running, he's going, well, hold on a fuck. How am I going to control this ball and give it back, pass back to the goalkeeper when he's almost level with me? And then he goes, oh, shit. So then he does a quick little FIFA flip round and hoping there's somebody behind him, he's got two players running back. I assume that's going to be Declan Rice and Jorginho. And then when he does that, one of the Bayern players intercepts it, Deke. And then we end up in this situation, didn't we, on screen, where you can see Gnabry's got it. Ben White's to his left. Gabriel's running in. Saliba is, I don't know what he's doing. He looks like he's about to try and give someone a spear. He's going to go and do the who did the spear? Goldberg spear. And Edge did the spear.
Goldberg did it.
But in that situation, how can we end up in that situation on the screen, Deke?
We get into that situation because of a miscommunication between a centre back and a goalkeeper. We also get into that situation because of match sharpness levels from Kivior being under par because he's not played for two games in a row. Being played by Zinchenko, who came on and gave me also the point where I just didn't want to watch it anymore. Those three situations happened. Bayern Munich capitalise and put a goal in to make it 1-1. And it, I tell you what, it definitely took the wind out of my sails, Danny. Mm. I don't know about you. Normally when we concede a goal, and we don't concede many of them, especially in 2024, when we concede a goal, it doesn't deflate me as much as this one did, because I think it's because of the error and how it was. It's not like Bayern Munich played some incredible football. It was amazing, breathtaking footwork, an incredible shot into the roof of the net. It was just an error after error after error and then just a sloppy goal to concede. It was crazy. When you look at that highlight again of that image that you put up where Gabriel's on the ball and Reyes chasing towards him, there's nobody around them, around Kivior or the, I think it may have been Declan Rice, anywhere near and either of them for them to really feel like they're getting challenged. But because of error after error and match sharpness issues, it put us into a position where we ended up conceding the dumbest goal in the stupidest situation. And thank God away goals don't exist anymore. Yep. Because good God, what a stupid situation to be involved in.
Christ. Nice word here from Ravinda. Raya nobbled. That's a nice word. Nobbled Gabriel. Word. But also Declan could have done better running back. Stefan, who has been part of ABW, he's been leading the listeners. I don't call you fans. That's not a good term. He's been part of the baby. He's been on a few times. He's been in the dark days, Steph. Steph's been here with us at the dark, dark days. Got to remember, some of us have been here for years. This is the biggest match of all for all of us, and in that time, and we are disappointed. But in the Wenger days, Deke, this game could have broke us. In the Arteta days, this game will make us stronger.
I agree.
I completely agree.
You know, we've got next week. We've got a 2-2 game. At the end of the day, Real Madrid have got 3-3 with Man City, and they're the current holders of the Champions League. So, you know, it shows that no matter how good you are, you're coming up against opposition that you don't regularly play against. So it's going to be a bit of a, what's going to happen? We don't know. And that's exactly the game we saw tonight for both games, actually. If I'm honest with you. Both games were a bit of a confusion. In that regard. But yeah, Rudy, you're correct. Kivior poor on both goals. We made a mess of the game after we conceded. We were shocking. Yeah, I'm not too happy about it. And then Paul C on Twitter. Hello. Should have just played it out. Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. Hindsight is a cruel mistress, isn't it, Danny? Hindsight is a cruel.
He can't see, can he? He's facing goal.
Yeah. Yeah, it should have just been dealt with, shouldn't it, in situations like that. It gets a little bit frustrating.
Split second decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. 27 minutes I've got here. Corner, mass confusion. I want to see more of that. There was a moment where the ball was basically not near the line, and everyone was just trying to get the ball into the back of the Bayern Munich net, but was unable to do so. And then we got 30 minutes, Danny. The penalty.
Yeah, that pissed me off. I'll just leave that. That's the number where the one we're up to.
Kivior, not Matt Sharp, not playing him for the last week. Poor. And Kane scores.
Where's the Kane booked? I don't think I've got anything for the... Was it Ben White that gave away the penalty?
No, that was the challenge.
He was hip-bumped.
It was Saliba that conceded the penalty. So the ball was played through. A few errors were made, including Kivior again.
Oh, here we go.
Saliba made a challenge onto Harry Kane, who went down to the challenge. It was a light penalty, but it is what it is. There's no point really moaning about it.
But you think some of the stuff that wasn't penalised during the game, for that to be yes, it's a penalty you can't argue with, but some of the other stuff should have been given that wasn't given. Chris Jones says, I think they showed their inexperience, but they fought back and will learn from this.
Exactly. That's exactly what we've been saying. So it's good to hear that other people are on the same page in that regard. Good stuff. I've got a few more highlights here. 36 minutes. Bring up the Ben White challenge on, I think that's Sane.
It's going to be Sane or Masala.
Yeah, I think it's Sane. So we lost possession. Bayern Munich were able to counter-attack. Ødegaard does really well to keep kind of on the toes, or on the heels anyway, of Sané, I believe it was. And it allowed Ben White to kind of get back in, and he made such a wonderful challenge in the box to kind of get the ball back into Arsenal possession. So Ben White, for me, just he had a great game. I know I said it, I found it difficult to find anybody that could potentially have man of the match, but Ben White had a few moments where he showed why he should be the England team and Gareth Southgate shouldn't be. But yeah, that was nice to see moments like that. 40 minutes here, White to Havertz, throw on set piece. Did you see that, Danny?
White had a... Jez's comment, how was Saliba's foul a penalty but not Neuer's at the end? Yeah, we mentioned that. What was your? Yeah. What did you say, Deke? I'm reading. Oh, and
that's all right. 40 minutes, there was a throw-on from White, and Havertz was miles... I know you can't be offside for a throw-on, but I'm just saying he was miles in an offside position and was calling for the ball. And there was like a moment where they kind of unified and were unfortunately unable to create an attacking effort from it. But it was really interesting to see those throw-on set pieces coming into play again, where we're catching everyone off guard, and Havertz is having that ability to have that hold-up play. Even though he didn't have the best game tonight, he offers that hold-up play, which is something that we don't have anyone else that can do that. So but that was the second half, Danny. 1-1. 1-1.
Yeah, it's...
First half, sorry.
Yeah, well... end of the first quarter of this two-legged game of football,
yes.
which was interesting. I felt that I wasn't worried. I didn't have my head in my hands thinking that's it, it's all over, it's going to end up being 6-2. I actually tweeted to somebody, we can still win this 4-2. I mean, that's delusional. No, I don't like James Marscast, Snidey. I love who runs Arscast? What's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew, of course, it is. Andrew's wonderful, but no, I think it's at first because James had a shitty microphone and it sounded like he was in the toilet, and immediately, because I like audio to be perfect, and it was rubbish, and it was downhill from there. Back to the game, Deke. I thought we'd come back and we'd do it. I thought we'd have it on them, because you look at their two goals. One was a penalty, which was a little bit silly, and their first one was just a calamity. They did very little other than hoof the ball down and try. They did what we used to do, try and get us on the counter attack when we had people like Aubameyang just ready, go. That's all they did. Very little creativity from them in the first half. A couple of things, we were a better team.
Yeah, I agree. Once again, it's that lack of experience as a unit and that cohesion in Champions League fixtures that is just going to come from time, guys. You know. So we're going to just have to work on it and just roll with the punches, as they say. But yeah, second half kicks off. Substitution at halftime, Danny. Kivior coming off for Zinchenko on the stroke of halftime. So Kivior doesn't re-enter the pitch. Zinchenko is replaced. Doesn't really.
Yeah. Probably the best thing to do.
Sure. Okay.
Nose is a bit cheeky here. Nose puts, Arteta should be on the phone to his mate Xavi Alonso asking him how to beat Bayern. Do you know what that's about?
Well, there was rumours in the media, because obviously Xabi Alonso and Arteta are very, very good friends. They've been mates since they were kids. There's that photo of them when they're like under about 10 years old. There was lots of people saying, oh, do you think Arteta's going to be giving Xabi Alonso a call in regards to how to beat Bayern Munich, because they are 16 points ahead in the Bundesliga by Leverkusen. If they win this weekend, they have won the Bundesliga. There's the photo. There it is. Look at him. Xabi Alonso's face. Qualities are hard.
And one day we will both be champions.
Arteta's got the exact same hair as he does now. Unbelievable. Scenes.
Lego hair.
But yeah, you know, Bayer Leverkusen are obviously doing the business in the
champions
Bundesliga.
This weekend.
Yeah, as I said, yeah, if they win the game this weekend, they become the champions of the Bundesliga. So, but however, that does play into hand though, Danny, doesn't it? If Bayer Leverkusen win, that means that Bayern Munich potentially will rest players and then put more effort into the Champions League game, because this will be the first time potentially in over a decade where they haven't won a trophy at the end of the season. It's crazy, just win it.
But then again, we could say that
by over a decade.
We could say that for the for this game, because they were out of the trophy. The season was over, couldn't we?
Sure,
they could have rested. I mean, they did. They rested the centre-back partnership at the weekend, and then they got smashed by a team that had were a fifth division team a few years ago, so they did rest people.
Their first win in the the first win in the league, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
This season was their first win in the Bundesliga, not their first Bundesliga win because they have.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
I'm going to go and check on that.
That makes more sense.
I heard that.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense. I thought
they've won eight. That was their eighth win in the Bundesliga this season. I heard that as well somewhere. And I thought, are they saying that was their first win?
Yeah, I was like, really?
Yeah. So you listened to AC Jimbo, did you?
Mate, I must have. I have no idea. I must have been.
The same thing.
55 minutes, Kane red card. Let's put it up, shall we? We've got the image of Harry Kane having a bit of a moment with Gabriel. Jorginho just watching on like a referee. But the thing is, it was right in front of the referee.
Yeah.
I know the referee's not in this particular image. If you are listening, we're looking at a still image of Harry Kane doing some sort of maneuver where he's just absolutely elbowing the shit out of Gabriel's throat, or he's Adam's apple. But the thing is, in the replays, you see Harry Kane literally look for the challenge. He turns around, makes visual contact, saying he knows where he is, and then basically leant backwards and gave him an elbow into the throat. I can't believe situations and incidents like that don't even get looked at by VAR. This didn't get looked at by VAR, Danny.
No,
this didn't get looked at. Once again, another situation where if this was the Premier League, this would have been looked at. This would have been looked at. I don't get it, Danny. I don't get it. This, even if it wasn't a red card, it needs to be looked at. It needs to be, I just don't get it.
Like Ray puts there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Deeks Kane looked at Gabriel. That's the thing. If he didn't look and made that challenge, you can obviously play the, oh, well, he didn't know. He's just backing into a player and going from there. But because he made eye visual contact with Gabriel, positioned his body and then leant in and did the arm. I'm not saying it's a red. I'm just saying it needs to be looked at by a VAR. I'm not saying it was a red. It just needs to be looked at by VAR. I never said the words it was a red.
It just shows the interpretation of a VAR not only changes from league to league, but to competition. I'd like to see a Premier League referee look at this match and go, well, I'd have stopped it for that. I'd have gone to this for that. I'd have done this there. This person would have been done there.
Yep.
It's just, this is why VAR is pointless. It's like having one league, you have a square ball, another league, you have a triangle ball, another league, you have a pyramid ball, another one, you have a round ball. You need consistency between all competitions, all levels, all leagues, all countries. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I agree.
But again, if that had been Arbeloat elbowing Kane, we'd have gone, yeah, get it.
Well, if that was Granit Xhaka, getting banned for life.
Like that. Nearly got away with that. Didn't even get a booking. Come on, boy. Get in there.
Wow.
Fucking biased, aren't we?
all I'm saying, I'm not saying it was a red card, but all I'm saying is it needs to be looked at by a VAR. They need to show us that they're giving effort. They need to show us that they're giving effort. But it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is.
Chess said that VAR did look at it, but it wasn't seen as violent conduct.
Yeah.
My commentators didn't say that, I don't think.
No, they didn't say that. I don't remember. I was watching TNT as well, Danny. Exactly the same broadcast as you were. So, I didn't hear anything. Either of you guys ever played football? The thing is, Rocky, Danny, me and Danny, we don't have degrees or PhDs in football analysis. So we technically,
we know nothing.
We know nothing about football. We absolutely know nothing. My 37 years and Danny's, Christ, how many years, experience of watching football for life. I mean, like living and breathing it and talking about it all the time. And having podcasts and having massive discussions, breaking down stats. None of that matters because we don't have a PhD or anything like that. So we can't talk about it. We're not experts. So we have to leave it to people like Gary Neville.
Yeah, the people who have played football, are they any better? If I knew anything about football, Rocky, I would currently be sitting in Milan as manager of Inter Milan doing back-to-back quadruples with Arsenal.
The thing is,
we're sat here talking to you lot.
Exactly. The thing is, with making comments like that, it's like when you have a debate with somebody, and then they go, "Oh, what education do you have?" So it comes from an argument of fallacy. You can't use that as a metric to say that you're not allowed to have a conversation on the point because you haven't got.
I'm not sure Rocky's saying that. Rocky said earlier that he has got one in. I think he's got a Class A or Class B, or maybe that's lorry driving. But he has got qualifications in coaching.
Yeah, sure. But what my point being is because we've got common sense, Danny, we've got years, decades of experience of watching football. We discuss it on a daily basis in quite great detail in front of lots of people. And we have discussions about this all the time. I feel like our points are valid on that basis alone, not because of lack of education or anything like that. So that's all my point that I'm putting across is that's, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. That's our opinion.
Phil Mackie, who we all know is an expert on football, does one decent tweet per show.
There we go. Deliberate elbow, red card every time. All I'm saying is VAR should have looked at it. I've seen those given. I'm just saying.
The people who run football don't know what the fuck they're doing. So why should we?
Exactly.
We're no different.
Exactly. I did make a comment here. I wanted Jesus for Martinelli before the substitutions in 66 minutes, Danny. So
you said there was substitutes, I picked all the time. Every substitute we made, I said that's who was going to come off. But the longer the game went on, the more I thought, because Nelly is he's never good for 90 minutes, is he? Bless him. He's still learning the game. He's a young man. And yeah, I think it was needed. But it's a matter of whether Jesus is getting back to his best. And I think tonight showed that he is coming back to his best and the experience that he's got. And quite a lot of the time I moan about Jesus and the way that he plays and what he does. But tonight, no complaints at all, because he was good. And if he's got that kind of level, we should start the next game rather than Havertz, because Havertz was very quiet tonight.
Yeah, he was. It is what it is, I guess. Martinelli's not had the greatest of seasons, I think. I think he's been really underwhelming in moments and had moments where he showed us what he could do. But I think we've spoken more about Trossard this season than we have Martinelli. We spoke about Martinelli a lot last season, but it's been more Trossard's season this season. And that's what he did.
Ooh,
at 76,
year,
at 76 minutes. When you have been on a pitch, you will know Kane did not aim his elbow when you've been on a pitch. I've never played football, Danny. Just I've never played it. At the end of the day,
the commentator said he looked and then he did it.
Exactly. At the end of the day, once again, Rocky, having a level 2 coaching badge, playing on the pitch and whatever does not give you any, it doesn't make you right and me wrong. Absolutely. It's an argument from fallacy. It doesn't make sense. It's an oxymoron. It's not logical to use that as a backing to your argument. It doesn't matter. I've got lots of football and experience. You've got different levels of football and experience. Watching the game, that's the assessment. I'm not alone in this argument. Commentators stated it. Everyone stated it. Danny agrees. We all agree, apart from yourself. And that's absolutely fine. You can disagree, and that's fine. It's fine. You can be wrong. It's no problem, Danny. It's no problem, mate. It's no problem at all. But yeah, 76 minutes, Danny. 76 minutes. Jesus with his magical feet. Trossard, pure confidence. And then the Emirates comes to life. It comes back to life, Danny.
It was lovely to see. Where were we up to? Was it here?
Here it was. So this is Jesus. So we have a little bit of a moment with the ball between Ødegaard, Saka and Jesus. Jesus here is on the ball, and that's Trossard. Havertz is on the left-hand side here, and Trossard's just behind. But Jesus has a moment where he looks like he's going to hit it with his right, hit it with his left, cuts him again, and then plays the most beautifully weighted pass into Trossard, who once again is easily the most clinical finisher that we've got at the club. And he does what he does best, comes on off the bench, does the business, gets us back into the game. 2-0, Danny. We're back in.
Delighted at that. Sometimes we've said it over and over again. Trossard starts, not so good. Trossard sub, watch out, everybody. Something's going down.
Exactly.
And that seems to be the what most people think. And it's good. It's good for him. It's good for us. To always score the last goal in the game, if it's a draw, gives you the upper hand because you've demoralised them. That gave us the chance to go on. And from that point onwards, we were the best team again. More attacking, more fluid, created more chances, on top of the game. Yeah, and brilliant. 2-2, happy with that.
Very happy.
8-0, but to get 2-2, all we need is one goal away at the Germans, and we could well do that.
Exactly, exactly. There is one other highlight that I wanted to talk about, and there was an 85-minute cross from Saka to the back post, and then the commentator made the comments of, if only a striker.
Nobody there.
If only a striker.
Oh, dear. If only. That's the kind of position that Arsenal need a player for, as he said. And if they had someone there, a Giroud, jumping up like a French lamppost, ding-dong, in it goes. Good night.
Manny, I said it last season. I said it last season. I even said it on the pod. If we had prime time Olivier Giroud playing in this side, we're winning... We're winning six trophies. We're winning everything. Every game, we become unbeaten. Imagine prime time's Olivier Giroud in this team. Jesus Christ, we'd be good.
Paul Nell, not Neil, says, I'm an ice hockey player, and my opinions are shit. So,
I love it.
Lovely.
Yeah, you know, we all know Harry Kane. He's not alien to us. He's England's captain. I've hated him my entire life. And nothing to do with the fact that he played for Spurs, but he's got a really shitty attitude. I've never liked him. I've met him in real life.
Snide.
He's really just a nasty bloke. But he's also really simple.
Yeah, you can tell.
Very
by looking
simple.
At him.
So I met him at a FIFA event years ago in Central London. I think I've told this story before, but I will reiterate this very short story. So I was working as an events manager, running an event for FIFA, where it was like, it must have been 2013 or 14 or something like that. And it was in Central London somewhere. And Harry Kane was one of the players that turned up. And this was between the time where we beat them 5-1 in one season. Yeah. Do you remember that season?
Or 5-2.
Where we beat them 5-2. That's it. 5-2, 5-2. So loads of people were getting around him, taking photos with him because he's Harry Kane. And all the people were doing all of this, like putting their arms around him and doing 5-2 in the symbols around him and doing all this. Townsend, who was still playing for Spurs at the time, was there. Knob. He's also a bit of a knob. But he was like, Harry, mate, and pulling him away and trying to get him to wake up because they were all taking the piss out of him. But, you know, it is what it is. So I've met the bloke. He's a simple bloke, but he's got a very negative aura about him. And I didn't like him. I didn't like him. And that's got nothing to do with him playing for the cock and balls up the scum up the road. But I digress. But yeah, so there's nothing else really to talk about the game apart from 90 minutes. Zinny trying to mess us up by keeping Coman onside and he hits the post. Luckily, we get away with that. But it was a game of just complete misplaced passes, Danny. Wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So lucky with that one that he took the shot. Someone put the shot in, come off his shin, hit the post, come back out again, and everyone went, the entire stadium, if they saw what was going on, did that. And then the last thing we had of the game was this.
Oh, yeah. 90 minutes plus five. It's not a penalty. It's not a penalty. The annoying thing is, if Bukayo didn't leave his leg out and kick his leg out, then questions might have been asked more. But because he was so deliberate by kicking his leg out, it took all of the realness out of the penalty away, and it sucked it. I'm still obviously annoyed that the referee blew the whistle without being looked at by VAR. It wasn't a penalty, but you need to look at these things regardless. We're only seeing it in very quick few minute replays here. Maybe there was a different angle, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not a penalty. But the way it was handled was poor.
And then risking getting a booking at the end. I suppose you can say the referee was light on bookings tonight. It was could have. Other referees would have booked Saka for shouting at him the way that he was.
I agree.
So some we win, some we lost, and the game was a draw. Lots of things could have gone other ways. And I'd take that. No away goals. Everything's even. Next game.
That's how we've got to look at it. That's exactly how we've got to look at it. If you've got any questions, guys, put them in the chat. We'll answer questions now. We won't be too long because we've already been an hour and it's stupid o'clock at night. But overall, a game of frustration in moments. There was moments where we saw old school Arsenal rear its ugly head. You mentioned, Danny, it was like watching the last few years of Arsene Wenger, where we were very potent up top, but very leaky at the back. I don't miss the days of Rob Holding and Mustafi and Kolasinac. I get PTSD. I'm sure a lot of us do from those moments where we would be defending in with those sorts of players. It's very, very rare that we see those moments or those errors happen. But when it does, I tell you what, it really makes a more lasting effect, Danny, because it's very rare that we see it now, isn't it? Where we see these errors happen.
True.
I hope that we can use this as a nugget of experience and show ourselves in good account for next week. But I think Stan's probably right. Who knows? The inexperience might. It's obviously showing. You know, we're obviously doing very well in the Premier League, but as I said before, playing in European competition against teams that you don't necessarily play against week in, week out, it's a different tempo, it's a different style, it's a different attitude, it's a different manner. Everything's different. You know, so I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, I'm going to try and be as positive as possible. The game's completely in our hands, if I'm honest with you now. We have to go to Bayern Munich. Pressure's on them. There's no away goals. We score a goal. We do the business. There's no Alphonso Davies playing at left back for Bayern next week. You know, Saka's got free reign. Hopefully, he can find himself some really consistent form against Aston Villa this weekend. Do the business there. Then go and compete against Bayern Munich next week, Danny. Let's see.
Hopefully we'll do. Got a question on the screen there for you while I'm just...
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Chris Jones, do you think Saliba's performance today highlights why he doesn't play for France? He did play for France recently. I know... Who's the French manager again?
Didier Deschamps.
That's the one. I remember him saying in the media in the recent international lull that he loves Saliba but doesn't like a few things that he does. And then the highlight reel of a really well-timed tackle in the penalty box from Saliba a few days later started circulating. So he doesn't play for France because they've got a plethora of amazing players. They're obviously one of the favourites to win most European and world championships. So it is what it is. But the thing is with Saliba as well, you know, you've got to remember he's still very young. What is he, 22, 23?
Something like that age. Every year it changes. It's so hard to keep up with.
That is very true. Every year your age does change. I know I'm bad with numbers, but apparently that's what happens. Mm. But yeah, Saliba, he's young. He's still learning. It's probably got something to do with Deschamps as well. The guy isn't exactly the most liked manager.
Saliba's 23.
23, there we go.
He's 24. So, it's 23 at the end.
Centre-backs as well,
March.
They don't really get into their prime until, you know, 28?
Different players.
Late 20s? Obviously, everyone's different. But
yeah, different players get better at different times. Like a goalkeeper, you can be in your late 20s. Defender, you can be mid to late 20s. A striker, well, a winger, 12. You could be at your peak at 12.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But yeah, we'll never know what goes through my. Listen, I'm all fine for Saliba not playing French international pointless games of football, because I want him to be fit and ready to be able to play for the Arsenal. He's got lots more to play for than just some willy nilly friendly for France, where he plays for 180 minutes and just burns himself out like Norway tried to do with Erdegaard. But I digress. Have we got any more questions? If you've got questions, put them in the chat. Have we got any other questions?
Got one there from Rocky.
Oh, shocking. Rocky's mentioned the Kane thing.
Well, has he got a yellow? I'd say it's hard to say, isn't it? It depends on who's the manager. I mean, who's the referee? And it depends who the player is. In the Premier League, he wouldn't even have got a yellow. If he'd have been playing in the Bundesliga with that, maybe he would have got a red. Because... depends whether he's home or away, and whether so many different factors. Violent conduct on the pitch depends on so many factors. When he got a yellow, could have got a red. Hard to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing like that is clear cut. Even with something like a penalty, it's impossible at times to see whether it's a clear cut penalty or not. So you can't say for definite whether it should have been a red or a yellow. He got a yellow, that's okay. It'd be nice if he'd have got a red. But there again, some of our players got away with stuff where they could have got a yellow. Yep. So how do you quantify it?
I agree.
It's not binary.
No, it's not. It's a very There's a lot of moving parts. So, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of hate towards Harry Kane because of who he is, you know, and that's not, and once again, just because he played for Spurs, but he's also a bit of a tit as a person himself. He's always been a guy that likes to throw himself around. He's not a nice bloke. He throws himself about a lot. It's not like it's a new thing. It's not like we saw Harry Kane do this tonight and go, that's totally out of character. He's never done this thing before. Unbelievable. We've seen him do this week in, week out when he played for Spurs in the Premier League. It's not like it's a new thing. It's not like a brand new character arc for Harry Kane. He's now a wanker. He's always been a douchebag. He's always been that way inclined, where he throws himself about and gets involved and he likes to get in people's faces. That's his character. He's always been that. So it's not like it's a new thing. We've not just gone, oh, this is this brand new football player called Harry Kane. We've seen him for years, for decades even. It's not a new thing. He got a yellow, could have been a red. No VAR involved is my biggest gripe.
Ajit says, surely Tommy starts at the Allianz. Kivior was on ragged by Leroy. What do you reckon?
Yes, I agree. Zinchenko, second half was absolutely appalling. Was definitely at fault for the Koeman post effort.
But then again, Boateng makes a good comment on that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're probably right. But, you know, it was always Tomiyasu who was always brought in when it came to dealing with individual players. Do you remember we used to bring him in just to deal with Mohamed Salah? And he used to do the business against Mohamed Salah, yeah. Including last season. So maybe that's going to be what we see next week. We see Tomiyasu maybe get some game time. Even more so on the weekend. Maybe we see Tomiyasu start against Villa. Who knows? Because that would be the smart thing to do, Danny, wouldn't it? That would be the smart thing to do. Christ, Boateng, what is that?
Boateng is taking no prisoners tonight.
Clearly.
I never heard that phrase though.
No. That's it. But yeah, if we got, I don't think we've got any more questions. We got one in Start actually. Oh, here we go. Did we see this one for and all the numbers? Did the lads switch off after the Trossard equaliser? Were we happy with the draw, Danny? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. As we saw, we were attacking quite a bit. I think we still went for it.
We did. I think we went for it to the point where Koeman nearly scored for Bayern Munich. I thought it was a very open game throughout, if I'm honest with you. So I don't think that we switched off. I did feel like we switched off after the first goal, though. So
Russ pointing out what a prick Kane is. Did this in the Premier League for ages. Kane backs into to players when they are in the air. He's dangerous. He's a violent, nasty piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he's done it his entire career. So then he backs into a play when they jump, they fall over and they land flat on their back. And he has done that a dozen times at least in the last few seasons. And he gets away with it because he's England captain. He's the glory boy. He's a prick.
Yeah, I agree. He's always been that kind of guy.
I'm sure we'd defend it.
Yeah. Yes, well, you say that, Danny. We've seen Kai Havertz dive, and coming from Kai Havertz, his biggest fan, he dived last week and I didn't like it. I called it out. Whenever I see stuff like that, I call it out. I don't like malicious play. I don't like shithousery to that level. Not a fan of it. And I'll tell you what, Ray is completely right. Rocky isn't an Arsenal fan. No one can tell me different. Because I'm not... Rocky, I don't even know what to say anymore, mate. Who cheated more, White or Kane? I'm not even going to... Do I even respond with that one, Danny? I just don't even want to say anymore about that. Rocky, no, I think we just move on, mate. I think we'll just move on because we're not getting anywhere, are we? Arteta says the critical moment of the match was when Ben White was through at 1-0 up. I completely forgot about that, Danny. Yeah, there it is. Havertz played the ball through to Ben White and Ben White just went, I've got a right peg.
Wallop. It's like he was plastering.
Christ almighty. Wallop. It just went straight at Neuer. It was just straight at Neuer. It wasn't to the right of him. Wasn't to the left of him. It was just right at the center of his body mass in the biggest area part of him. And Arteta's completely right. I completely forgot about that. But there we are.
I think
There is cheating and there's definitely deliberately hurt.
This is why you're emphasizing my name. What does that mean?
Rocky. How else do I say Rocky? It's the caps. I think Rocky's trying to look for an argument. I'm not entirely sure. Rocky, whatever's going on in your life, I hope you see through it, and I hope you get past it, because I'm not looking. I don't understand what's going on there. That's very weird. I don't like players diving. I don't like players diving. I don't like players trying to injure and hurt other players. I've never liked that. I've always called it out. I don't like that. Arsenal's, motto: victory comes through harmony. Victory through harmony. Victory through harmony. I've always loved that. I've always
Victoria,
loved that motto.
Concordia Crescit.
Exactly. I've always loved that motto, and it speaks. Manners maketh man. There's a level of standard that the Arsenal, exude or get out or whatever. Can't think of the word, but my meaning, my point being is we're a gentleman's club. We're a fantastic club with very, very good lads, and we don't like that sort of shit. So whenever I do see that, I call it out all the time.
Stan has put, I'd be flexing. He's timed out Rocky, which is something we never do on this podcast. We never censor.
I don't understand.
We
I
never
don't
block. Understand. We never do. And the only time you block is you can't use the racial swear words, because I had to type them all into YouTube in the blocked words thing, which is a bit disturbing, having to type out all those words, especially when we have got people of this podcast that aren't all pink. I told Carl about that, and I said, it's not very nice having to type those words out into YouTube. That YouTube should automatically ban those words, which it doesn't, which is fucking ridiculous. Oh, if you put C-U-N-T, YouTube will ban that. But you put a word beginning with N or an abbreviation of it or N dot, 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 and then space it all with letters or underscores. Oh, you allowed that? That's fine. So my point is that for Stan to actually time someone out,
I don't understand what's going on.
The first one he's ever done, I should think. Normally, Phil Macker gets banned and timed out all the time by Nick because they're rivals. He's on his patch. Stan says, I had a bad presentation at work today. It ain't that much to set me off.
At the end of the day, it looks like the conversation was going to keep going. So I'm not really interested in it, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. We're all on the same page. I don't understand why we're trying to deviate off that. So it is what it is. But
it's not like we're blinkered Arsenal fans when we never do anything wrong. Fuck me, we've been here since 2013, most of which we spent moaning about the Arsenal.
Exactly. But there we go, guys. There we go. We got an hour and 15 minutes, basically. We discussed the 2-2 draw with Bayern Munich, a game that we didn't see coming. A game that had moments where we saw the last few years of the Wenger era creeping in with defensive errors and all sorts of absolute ridiculousness. The fact that there was no match sharpness for Kivior and just little moments like that. Let's hope that we can obviously do the business on the weekend against Aston Villa. We can get the match fitness into Tomiyasu, which I think we can all have an educated guess on. The fact that he'll probably be starting at left back after the performances of Kivior and Zinchenko tonight. So let's see what happens. We've got obviously the preview pod that's going to be happening on Friday because we're playing Saturday.
What day are we playing?
I don't know.
Sunday.
I've not looked.
I think it's Sunday.
It'd be nicer if
it was Saturday because we'll have a day off then because next week we're playing on Wednesday.
Playing Sunday at 4:30 at the Emirates. So there will be a preview pod on Saturday evening with, I'm sure, the Stan, the man, who is hoping, I'm hoping that he's feeling better.
He's feeling very well.
We'll discuss that then. And obviously I will be back for Sunday evening's post game and we can discuss the win that we will get against Unai Emery's men. We will, Danny, we will get the win. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. No more questions. We're all good and dusted. No more. Nothing to discuss. Anything else from you, Danny? Anything else from you?
Don't mention Zivar. As Tony K is getting away with saying. Ravinda says, smash the likes. Phil's been a minge. It's my 55th birthday on Saturday. Well, hopefully you make it, Phil. If you do, come and join the show. It'll be nice to see you. If you don't, we'll send you a, I don't know, fishing is in the post. Jez says it's great to be in the tie still, and we are more than capable of going out there and getting a result.
I'm confident. There's no Alfonso Davies playing next week, guys. He's suspended. That means Saka's got free reign. Let's go. Come on. And happy birthday to Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Yeah, happy birthday, Phil. But guys, no Alfonso Davies. Saka's got free reign. The Lego man is going to do the business. Xavi Alonso is going to whisper sweet nothings in his ear. They're going to figure it out together. And we're going to defeat Tuchel's last ever season for Bayern Munich, which ends in just absolute. He's won nothing. Let's try and do that, guys. Let's try and stop Bayern Munich winning nothing. Because Xhaka's doing the business in the league. Let's do the business in the Champions League. Good night, everybody. And we'll see you on Saturday night.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche. Well, you don't often see him at it. So when you see him in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.